Welcome back to the studio. I am Eric C. Jackson. And today we have a little bit of, something different for today. I'm actually going to talk about my favorite NFL team. I grew up as a 49er fan. Had no idea why. My family, my parents were 49er fans. I mean, we lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So we were about 20, 25 miles north of Miami. So I'm not sure why my parents didn't root for the Dolphins. I would say in hindsight, I'm glad they weren't, because the orange and that sea green color, I don't really like that. So I like the 49ers colors better. But yeah, it was Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, Dwight Clark, Ronnie Lott. I mean, just, it was the 49ers in the 80s. So since I was 4 or 5 years old, that's how I grew up, is rooting for the Niners. Had never been to California at that point. And even now, I've never been to San Francisco, so it just doesn't matter. But yeah, Sunday the Niners, they actually won the NFC championship game, and they're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl, and the conversation has picked up where it has been, where it left off in terms of our quarterback saying, you know, how good is our QB? Is he a franchise guy? Is he going to make us lose one of these games? He hasn't played very well the first half of the past two games. And we've had to come back and win the game. I think the divisional round, we were playing against Green Bay. We were down by 7 the first half. My quarterback wasn't very good. The defense wasn't very good in the first half. We were down by 7 points going into the fourth quarter. And finally start putting the drive together, some drives together, and came back and won the game. I think we scored a touchdown with less than a minute left in the game. That was against Green Bay. And then Sunday we played Detroit. You know, they punched us in the mouth the first quarter. At halftime, we were losing 24-7, and it looked bad, because not only was, you know, my QB wasn't playing, but the defense was worse. So halftime, you know, they made some major adjustments. It looks like they made major adjustments, and, you know, the defense made enough plays, and then my quarterback played very well. Brock Purdy played very well in the second half, and just really, you know, brought the team back. He had some close calls, two, three plays that should have been intercepted, you know, were not on a 50-yard throw. Definitely should have been intercepted, but ball ended up getting kicked up into the air off of the defender's helmet. My wide receiver caught it. I think it was Brandon Ayuk caught it, and it was just a big play in that. Some people say it's really lucky, but it's something that jump-started our offense. And I think Brock, he scrambled. He had some scrambles in there, just off-script runs, off-script throws. I remember one defender coming straight up the middle, and Brock had to stand in there and throw it and get hit in the face, you know. He had to stand in there, put the ball on time, on target, take the hit, and he showed a lot of toughness. He showed a lot of grit in that game. And a lot of people were saying, you know, Kyle Shanahan's system was really good, which is why the QB was doing well. But Sunday, I mean, that whatever was on script was not working. You know, they had to throw it out, and the Lions, they defended really well. Their defense was playing way above what they usually play. They were playing really well. And, The Niners, they had to scrap and claw and they got back into the game. Detroit started making some mistakes, which helped us get back in the game. And then next thing you know, we were up by 10 points. So we went from being down 24-7 to being up 34-24, something like that. We scored 27 unanswered points. And then the Lions tacked on a touchdown with about 50 seconds left in the game. They had an onside kick. And of course, 49ers got the ball back on the onside because the onside kicks, I mean, it's just difficult to get those. But yeah, we came back and won the game. And so now, past couple of days, people have been arguing back and forth about my quarterback. Like, is he good? Is he a franchise QB? Is he still going to drag the team down? For me, I'm just going to say he's played the best. We've had quite a few QBs in the past 5 years. And he's played better than them. Brock Purdy's played better than all of them. I just think his poise, his leadership, his processing ability, he processes the, because Kyle Shanahan, our coach, very complicated offense, a lot of motion. You have to read the defense really quickly. Our offensive line has been spotty at times this year. So you got to read the defense really quickly, go through your progression, your reads, get the ball out of your hand on time, on target. And for the most part, Brock has done a great job. Before they went on a 3-game losing streak, he was in the MVP conversation for this year. So he was overall, he's playing really well. And then the other part of it, too, is that he hasn't been in the league for 2 years yet. I think this is his first full season starting as a starting quarterback for the Niners. So I'm impressed. I don't think they should move off of him, but I do want to jump into a conversation that I ran across today and just give my response to it, because I think that this is a very good conversation that they had on Speak today. And I do watch some clips of Speak. I'm usually at work, so I don't see the whole show, but they had they're having a very good conversation, a very good conversation. And as you can see, the title is "Did Brock Purdy Prove He's a Franchise QB?" And Emmanuel Acho is kind of on his own at this point, because he's saying that, Brock has proven he's a franchise QB. And LeSean McCoy's point is you wouldn't really take Brock on any team in the NFL. He works good on the Niners, but you wouldn't just pick him up on any team in the NFL. Like if he played for Carolina, Chicago, any of those other teams. And like I said, for me, Brock is too early. It's too early in his career for me to really make a solid judgment call on him. So typically for me, I give a quarterback 4 years. Your first 4 years in the NFL, let's see what you do, right? And then I feel like after 4 years, I have a good handle on what you're actually going to do as far as your career long term. And so, like I said, since this is Brock's first full season as a starter and his second year in the league, I don't know. And LeSean was saying, he has these ups and downs. Purdy has these ups and downs in the game where he can look awful and then he can look very good, and then he can look awful and then he can look very good. That's because he basically this is like a rookie season, or like a 1.5. So he's still young, 23, 24 years old. We're not entirely sure of, what he's going to do for his career yet. So it's too early, like I said, for me to make a call on it. But I want to dig into what they're talking about a little bit because I have some thoughts on it that I want to share. But I love this conversation, the back and forth that they're having. So we're going to start the conversation at the tail end of it. Because I just wanted to hit this point specifically. I just think the point Acho is going to make is so, it's like he says what I've been trying to say for this season for the past year or so. But he just says it better than what I was thinking about and how I'm saying it. Here we go.
Your deal, right? That's what I was getting. 200 and something. Yeah. I'm saying a player in general. Oh, franchise player, 5-year deal, about 3.5 of a guarantee, and then you roll with it, right? So you talked about Dean Jones, some dudes, they got paid because that was just the market, but they weren't franchise guys. What I'm saying is that when I look at a franchise dudes, like, yo, franchise would love to have him as their main guy going forward. And I don't know if it's a lot of teams that would just take Brock Purdy as their leader, as their quarterback on their team. I just don't see it. I don't know. Maybe you got to show me
why not. I guess last question for you, Chady. I obviously got to go to break.
Okay, so real quick, LaShawn is saying maybe he has to show me more, right? Brock is going to the Super Bowl. So I'm just saying he's going to the Super Bowl. So it's like, yes, I'm saying, okay, two things. First, he's young, right? This would be the end of his second year in the league. So first of all, he's too young. And then secondly, still with all the ups and downs and him being too young, he's still, like, he had to play very well the past couple of games in order for the team to come back and win, right? So basically, it's like we're coming back and winning these games because of him. So I'm saying that at this point, I've seen enough personally to say, okay, we can give him, you know, just keep him as a starter his first 4 years in the league and see, you know, what happens. But right now he's shown me enough to have confidence that, okay, over the next 2 years, over the next two seasons, he's going to be fine. I think, cause he's shown me enough, right? He's shown me enough.
And I would say is why not is, okay, he gave you 30 plus touchdown passes. He led the team to the Super Bowl. He gave you 315 yards in a win in a conference championship game. He came back from down 17. He came back from down 7. He won when Debo was hurt. He won when Debo was healthy. Uh-huh. He won when his defense played decent. He won when his defense played awful. Like, what else
because
does he got to show?
Because everything you're saying is with the Niners and that whole scheme.
Yes, sir.
I've watched quarterbacks with less talent. Jimmy G's awful. When he got traded to the Niners,
Raiders,
I say, yo, there's no way that Devontae Adams is going to have a great year because the quarterback's so bad. So when I say that, like, for example, all these teams that he played in the playoffs, if Jordan Love played for the Niners, right, I think he would be a better franchise quarterback than Brock Purdy. If Jared Goff played for the Niners, I think that he would be a better quarterback.
Based on what? Now, don't ask this argumentatively. I genuinely
because I think they're better quarterbacks. I think they got better talent. I think they're better quarterbacks. Simple as that.
How are you defining talent?
Okay, so this is the part that got me. So if you guys follow the 49ers, you know that we traded up, what, 2-3 years ago in a draft? We traded like 3 picks. We traded up a lot. We gave up a lot to go up and get a very, you know, talented quarterback in the draft. And this offseason, that quarterback and Brock Purdy were in a QB competition to see who was going to be the best starter for this season, and Brock Purdy was the better QB. Did Trey Lance have more talent? Yes, Trey Lance had more talent. But just because you have more like physical attributes doesn't mean that you're going to be the best QB, especially in this complicated offense, right? So the 49ers ended up trading. They spent all those picks to go up and get Trey Lance, and they ended up trading him to the Cowboys because they had found their QB, Brock Purdy, who ran the offense a lot better, ran the offense the best. So even though, like, Shady's bringing up Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, We've seen Jimmy G in the 49ers offense. When the heat turns up in the game, Jimmy G starts to be very inconsistent. He can have some good throws, and then he can have some throws where he literally throws the ball with his eyes closed. Like, we've seen it. We've seen the blitz coming, and Jimmy G would step out of the back of the end zone or throw a pick or do something like that. And so he really didn't have a good – he didn't have a better command of the offense than Brock Purdy has right now. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't even put – Jimmy G and Brock Purdy in the same on the same tier. I honestly think that at, especially, you know, even at this point, that Brock is a better QB than Jimmy Garoppolo was the 4 years or 5 years, however long he's been on the team. So, and again, Jimmy G, the 49ers sent him to the Raiders, and the Raiders paid him a whole bunch of money. And on that part, I agree with LeSean McCoy, because I'm thinking, though, the Raiders don't look at the tape like Jimmy G's not going to be very good. Like, he's just not very good. In a Niners system, he had these stints where he'll run the offense fine, but then he'll have these really bad plays that the team can't overcome. So I feel like the 49er organization knew, like, we have to upgrade the QB position, right? They didn't think it was going to be with the last pick of the draft and Brock Purdy. But if you get to practice, OTAs, whatever they call it, like, if the dude is performing and outperforming the rest of the QBs on the roster, let him go ahead and play, which is what Kyle Shanahan did. He just let Brock play. He's like, well, he's showing me in practice that he's the best person suited for this, so we're going to put him out there. And there is a story going around saying that Coach Kyle did want Tom Brady to come in and start for this season, but then Tom ended up retiring, or like officially retiring this time. So Tom Brady retired. Okay. Brock, you go from the second string to starting. And the story I heard on Pro Football Focus is that's what Kyle Shanahan told Brock Purdy. Like, if we can get Tom Brady, we're going to have you back him up as a second stringer. And then when Tom retires, I guess, you know, Brock will step up into the starting position, or he'll have to compete for the starting position with somebody else. But like I say, Tom retired, Brock is in. And he's been playing well enough for a young guy, right? He's been playing well enough. But let me go ahead and keep going with this.
You feel me? Because, like, how can you say that somebody would outplay Brock Purdy when Brock Purdy has played it? He's played at such a high level. You know how high a bar that is to clear?
That's why the Dan Campbell thing just popped back up in my mind. Because he messed this thing up.
So right now, to data, right? You asked me about the talent, which is, I don't know what that's about. You wouldn't say Brock Purdy's more talented than Jordan Love, would you?
It's interesting. The reason I would say yes.
Ooh.
I saw Kurt Warner.
Stop.
Let me get it out.
Talented?
Well, here's the reason I would say yes. I saw Kurt Warner tweet something out 2 days ago, and he said, are we not going to talk about a quarterback's decision-making as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's poise as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's processor as talent? Are we not going to talk about a quarterback's ability to navigate his offense as talent? If you're only talking arm angles, I agree with you, James. I agree with you, Shady. If you're only talking arm strength, I agree with you, James. I agree with you, Shady. If you're only talking about mobility, I agree with y'all. I'm just saying, when are we going to elevate our concept of talent besides what you can do in a Pro Bowl contest?
I'll leave it.
Okay, so that's the part that I really liked, because that's the whole point that I've been trying to make is, okay, for example, you know how they say when a QB comes out of the draft, they come out of college, they're number one in the draft, like they get picked first overall in the draft, and then they go to a team, and of course they're going to go to a bad NFL team, and a lot of times the number one draft pick, as far as the quarterbacks go, They don't do very well. Why is that? They're going to a bad team. Yes, they're the most talented, right? Most of the time, usually, but they're going to a bad team. So all the talent that they have doesn't really do anything. And then they brought up Jordan Love. Yes, Jordan Love has more talent than Brock Purdy, like arm strength, throwing different angles, throwing off his back foot, off script plays, all that. Jordan Love, the QB for the quarterback for the Packers, has more talent. What happened when they actually played against Jordan Love in the game? Brock Purdy made the plays that he needed to make to win. He drove the team down, right? He drove the 49ers offense down. They scored, right? And then there was a minute left on the clock. Jordan Love got on the field, and that arm talent got him in trouble. Why? Because he threw a pass down the field, like 20-something yards down the field, 30-something yards down the field, trying to fit it into this little window, and two of my guys could have intercepted the ball. It was like, who's going to intercept the ball? One of them is going to intercept the ball. Ball gets intercepted, and my team wins the game. So what did having more talent help the Packers? It doesn't help you. And so you can be a quarterback with less talent than the opposition, but you can still win the game because you have better decision making on the field, right? You don't try to make throws that you shouldn't make. So Jordan Love ends up throwing an interception, right? And then the same thing happens with Detroit. They end up, okay, so one of the fourth down plays that Detroit had, because that's what James was talking about, Dan Campbell making his decision, like two fourth downs, Dan Campbell made a decision to go on fourth down. What happens? Pressure comes, the Lions quarterback gets hurried, and then the throw is a little bit off. Now, the receiver should have still made the catch, but when you pressure Goff, he has a tendency to be inaccurate with the pass, right? But when you looked at Brock Purdy in the Detroit game, they were pressuring Brock, and the ball was still, there was some crucial plays in that game where Brock Purdy got pressured. The ball was still on time, on target. And that's something that the Lions QB wasn't doing on those crucial plays. And so you have two instances in the last couple of games. You had Jordan Love, quarterback of the Packers. You have Jared Goff, quarterback of the Lions. Both of them, LeSean McCoy sees as more talented. But when it comes down to making the plays when you need to make them, Brock Purdy made the plays. The more talented QBs did not. So you can take those QBs like Goff and Jordan Love, put them on the 49ers. Does that mean that we'll win? No, it doesn't mean that we'll win, because in those crucial situations, sometimes the more talented QBs, they just don't do the simple thing, right? Because they have so much arm talent. They try to make this Superman, superhero type of pass when you just take the dump off. Just do something simple, right? But because they have more talent, especially when they're young, they tend to lean on more talent. You look at Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Who's the more physically talented? Of course it's Aaron Rodgers. But Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowls and Aaron Rodgers has 1. So how does that work? Right? Like what is that about? Because in crucial situations, Tom Brady makes the plays that need to be made. They may not be as spectacular looking as Aaron Rodgers can make them, but Tom Brady will make the plays. And then Aaron Rodgers, he just had more trouble making those crucial plays, And so how does having more talent in the QB position really help when you don't make the plays when you really need to make them? So more talent really doesn't help you if you don't, again, process the game and go through all your reads and have the ball on time, on target when you're pressured. It's like the more talent doesn't help you in those situations. if you don't process the game correctly. Which is how Brock Purdy ends up in the Super Bowl and the other talented QBs are sitting at home.
I'll leave it here because I won't get into that because you know what's going on. I don't care if Kurt or Tommy tweeted it. I know what's going on. And you do too. I'll leave it like this. When you watch Brock Purdy, I've watched dudes with less talent take their team to the same place. NFC Championship game. I watched dudes with less talent take their team to the Super Bowl. So I've seen that before with the Niners.
Sure.
Because that's the Niners. They got great defense. They got great role players. That's who they are. They stack like that. Every team don't have that type of culture in him, and every team don't have that type of talent. What I'm saying is, if their quarterback, if that quarterback, Brock Purdy, can go to other teams and do that, I don't believe that. I don't believe that he could be the same type of dude in another system. That's what I'm saying. Because I've seen his highs, I've seen his lows, and then when I'm averaging him out, when I'm really watching him now, because before I was on his train, like, yo, this dude is this and that third. Decision-making, how smart he is. But then I watch him when things ain't right. I'm like, yo, this dude, who is this guy? Because some days he be here, some days he be there. And now I go back to the team that's around him, because we've seen it before with Jimmy G.
Subscribe here to get the latest from Speak.
So, yeah. And like he said, sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down. And I think the thing that he's missing or forgetting about is, like I said, Brock Purdy hasn't been in the league for 2 years yet. He's young. Like, this is near his rookie season still, right? So I think his first year he played half the year as a starter or something like that, and then he got knocked out of the NFC Championship game. So this really is his first full season. So that's why it goes back to my initial point of give him time and let's see, have him get some more experience under his belt and see where it goes, right? But I can't, the ups and downs, that's to be expected because he's new. He's still in the rookie-ish territory of his career. And they talked about it earlier in this clip with Tom Brady's first 5-6 years. They were winning Super Bowls, but it wasn't like Tom Brady was the MVP. He was still young. He was still learning, right? He was gaining that experience. And then after that point, he took off, right? But in the meantime, New England was still winning Super Bowls, right? It's just that, like I said, when it was time for them to make crucial plays, Tom Brady made the play, and then Adam Vinatieri would come out and kick a field goal, whatever. It's not like they were blowing these teams out, but the Patriots, is like they made the plays when they needed to make the plays, the crucial plays. That's it. They weren't like going up and down the field, blowing the teams out, getting 30-some odd points. They did what they needed to do to win, whether it was by 3 points or 7 points, whatever, right? And then, like I say, when Brady got further along in his career, then they let him throw the ball all over the place. Because at that point, he's used to reading the defenses, reacting, changing plays on the fly. Like, he's seen everything at that point. And then you just let him, like, okay, do whatever, right? And I think he was in the same system for the longest under Josh McDaniel. So it's like, once you find somebody that has that it factor, there you go. But I'm going to leave off on the most important point that I think people are also missing with this discussion is you have people who have talent, especially in the QB position. The question is, will the guys on the team follow him? Because if you bring in a really talented quarterback that the locker room does not like, the guys in the locker room don't like him, it's not going to work. And we've seen, and I'm not even going to name names, but I'm just saying we've seen this before in the NFL, where you have a really talented quarterback rubbing his teammates the wrong way, and all of a sudden, y'all can't win on the field. You got issues. You got issues. So the talent part of it doesn't matter if the guys won't follow him. And that's the thing that I noticed about Brock Purdy. It's like you start seeing the team the guys in the locker room rally around him because they see that it factor. Like, this dude, he has it. He's not, you know, full grown veteran, whatever. He's still young. Like I said, he's still in that rookie-ish part of his career. But you can tell at this point that he has that it factor. So what the coaches have to do, Brian Griese, the QB coach, just coach him up, let him get that experience. You're going to have to throw him out there. Yes, it's the Super Bowl, but it's like going through these experiences like that, like this, is the best way for him to learn, right? And you're going to have to go through, he's going to have terrible quarters, terrible halves, a terrible 3.5 quarters. You're going to have to go through all the growing pains. But because you recognize he has the it factor and the guys in the locker room will follow him, right? They're following him and they're sticking up with him. Okay, he's young, right? And Shady was talking about he has a really good team around him. That's when the other guys have to step up. And I'll say the same thing that I was just saying on Sunday. You know you have a young QB, right? So you gotta, he's prone to making some mistakes. That's where the other guys have to step in. If he throws a weird pass, it's like, dude, just knock the ball down to keep it from getting intercepted. Make a ridiculous catch. If it's a shoestring catch, like, catch the ball for him, block for him. Like, the other guys on the field that are vets, you guys help him out, right? When he has these weird these weird plays where he's about to give you a heart attack, the other guys on the field, that's when you pick him up, right? Because again, he's gonna make enough plays for you to win. But when he has those mistakes that get thrown in there, that's when the other guys on the field have to pick him up, you know, and kind of cover all of that, right? Or if he throws an interception, the defense comes out there, on a short field and gets a stop, or they hold the team to a field goal instead of giving up a touchdown. Like, those types of things, right? You help him out until he gets his bearings, you know, his feet under him. And because, you know, you've seen him that, okay, he can have a shaky start, but then he'll get his rhythm and he'll play. Give the ball to CMC, Christian McCaffrey, and let him run a bit more, right? Don't put it all on him. And I think the Niners, for the most part, have done a really good job of doing that. So you can't get caught up into, oh, we don't have a franchise QB, or if we send him to another team, they wouldn't start. Like, you can't get through all that. You can't go, like, all this stuff is hypothetical. It doesn't have anything to do with what's actually going to happen on the field. So you get on the field, we're going to support him as much as possible, right? Because we know for a fact he can read the defense. He can make quick decisions. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's on time on target, right? And if we're going to go deep, we're going to have to do max protect or something close to max protection, so that he'll have time to step into the throw and get the ball down the field. But he can read the defense. I wouldn't say this is a Jimmy Garoppolo problem, to where it can be a simple read and then the quarterback just does something completely, you don't know what's going on, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's my thoughts, and I... Man, but like I say, I like what Emmanuel Acho had said about talent and looking at, you know, reading the defense, processing all the information, and again, basically having that it factor. Like, quarterbacks can have more talent, but they don't necessarily have that it factor. And then a team still has to go looking for that QB who has that it factor. Because if you just look at Patrick Mahomes, I'll end on this. If you look at Patrick Mahomes, Yes, Patrick Mahomes is talented, like just superbly talented, but he also has that it factor, and the guys on the team will follow him. So those are the two things that you're looking for. The it factor, like don't start with where they are on quarterback tiers and all. Like don't do that. Do they have the it factor, and will the guys in the locker room follow him? Because if he's missing one of those, especially the latter one, then you're going to have a problem and you're going to be looking for another quarterback. you just are. So those are my thoughts. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I do like the show Speak. I just wish that I could be sitting there and like just jump into the conversation, like put my two cents into the conversation. So this was my opportunity to do that. And everybody take care.